hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Better late than never. Hey, let's connect them right now. This is your host, Tom Edison, author of Connect the Dots Theory, 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, most qualified person ever run for president, and the host of this show. And I connect the dots every minute of my life. I wake up like my mind is connecting the dots. I'm dreaming my mind is connecting the dots. Because I'm a connect the dots type person. Maybe you are too. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Listen! 888-627-6008. Call in and you connect the dots. And I'll just listen, play along, and talk along, whatever. About 20 million things happening right now. Actually, there's probably 8 billion things happening because there's something happening in everyone's life. Meanwhile, there's so many things to think about, you know. Hey, a reminder for you people that are keeping track. Back in May, the timeline here shifted from the beta timeline to the gamma timeline. What does that mean? Well, that means there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Universal galactic functions going on, all kinds of behind-the-scenes things going on that most people don't know about, most people probably don't even care about because they're just living average lives, but things are happening behind the scenes. The ETs are here. They've been here for a while. They're out in our solar system. They're out in... I hear billions of spacecraft out there trying to make this event happen, bringing the Earth into the fifth dimension. And you're thinking, wait a second, wasn't that a group from the 20th century, the fifth dimension? Yeah, there was a group called the fifth dimension. But we're talking about the vertical dimensions of reality here. You know, basically there's the 1 through 12 that most people are familiar with. Those that are familiar with it. Some people think there's only 3 dimensions, length, width, and height. Well, they're not totally wrong, but anyhow, supposedly we're still in the third dimension. Some people are saying, hey, we're beyond the third dimension already. Well, the frequency of the Earth has moved up. For those of you who are tuning into the frequency, I'm not sure that I know how to tune into the frequency of the Earth, especially if it's going up and down. One day somebody says it's 100 vibrations, 100 hertz, next day it's down to 50. Who knows what it is? Hey, anybody knows what the exact frequency of the Earth is today vibrating, calling? Hey, the phone is still on the same frequency. You know, you push the buttons, ding, 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 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008. Just off the top of my head here, I mean, there's all kinds of... If you follow things to follow on the on Twitter, there's a group at Cobra Info 1. A lot of important information there to keep you up to date. You know, they're talking about plasma anomaly. What's that, you say? Well, what's plasma? You can find out a little about it. If you don't know anything about it, just go in a dictionary. You can start getting some of these definitions. But then you can go on the internet, go to these sites, and just Google in the word plasma, and you'll find a little about it. And these things called the plasma anomaly, the prime anomaly, plasma toplet bombs. There might be new phrases to everybody, but it has to do with our reality, our prison planet, and kind of like minds booby-trapping outer space to keep the good guys away. But it's all being addressed at this point in time. Meanwhile, back on Earth in 3D reality, hey, many places the sun has gone down already. Or it's really the Earth is spun, so it looks like the sun went down. I mean, really. A few people think there's a flat Earth out there. Well, don't sail too far out in the ocean because you'll fall off the edge and drop into the whatever. Anyhow, some interesting things I came across during the week, and this information might have been out here a while, but I just came to my attention, so I'm just going to pass along right here. Apparently, someone knows that former President Bush Jr. is a full-blooded reptilian made to look human. Well, I can find that quite believable. Even more interesting, someone named Kaba Muir, K-A-B-A-M-U-R, who's also out on Twitter, mentions that President Trump is the incarnation of Archangel AA Uriel. U-R-I-E-L. I don't know. I find that one hard to believe, but who knows? All I know is that Trump has some interesting connections to the Rothschild family. That's kind of the group that they're the bad guys. And they apparently bailed President Trump out a couple times. And so that's interesting information to know. But more importantly is you. That's right, you, the individual. You know, your part in all this change is bring a little more love into the world. Smile, give it the person an extra smile, be kind to people, think good thoughts, avoid confrontations, especially ones that lead to physical confrontations. And there's, you know, work on yourself. There's a lot of talk about meditating and focusing. And, of course, there's a lot of collective consciousness power that can be brought together and in a collective conscious fashion. But, you know, it requires pre-planning. Like if we want to say, let me see, it's about, I don't know, 18 minutes after 1 on the East Coast here. If I was to say at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning here on the East Coast, that would be still 3 a.m. over in California. At 6 a.m. on the East Coast, everybody should just stick their head out the window and whisper the word love and think of a heart-shaped love symbol. Now, if everybody agreed to do that, it would put a powerful thought out there. Or just like 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on the East Coast here, everybody think about, if you're up, think about someone you love and just focus on that. Think about waking up and doing that while you're sleeping. And if you're still sleeping at 6 a.m., well, hey, think about it in your sleep. Put the conscious intent in your mind, and your mind will try to keep that appointment at that particular time. And, I still can't get over that. President Trump, an incarnation of an archangel, I don't know, I just can't see that. But, hey, call up and tell me I'm wrong. I don't know. I reminded, hey, this show is a public education system. A little reminder that there is a pretty good video, if you're a newcomer to all this stuff about the ETs and helping us and getting rid of the bad guys, the 2.5-hour Pleiadians Explain Everything video. And it's a lot of information in there. They talk about our dormant DNA codes. Supposedly we only have two strands of DNA enacted, and there's 10 dormant ones, and eventually we will be using all 12 of our, the other 10 will be enacted for us, I believe. There's people working behind the scenes to help us out with that, or some of us will have to activate those things themselves. So So again, it's important to be working on yourself if you want to be part of the big picture here. Now, here's one thing interesting. You're not going to find anything on Twitter or Facebook anywhere are some of the things that I talk about. And one of the things I always talk about is the different bits of information that are out there. That's right. I mean, apparently people and ET entities are working with different sets of facts. I mean, came across, you know, from a lot of reading and studying, I've come across with a lot of information that the figures are all kind of like somewhat different than what the Galactic Confederation is talking about with figures, you know. Who am I to say they're wrong? But I guess I hold on to the possibility because there's more than one model about what happened at what time and what constitutes what. So the only conclusion I can come to is that we on Earth here have been given certain bits of information that the Galactic Confederation knows nothing about. And they're working with figures that completely, you know, are somewhat completely different and somewhat limited to the extent of knowledge that's been given to Earthlings. Of course, all that knowledge I'm talking about that I came across, you have to really go searching for truth to have that come your way. As the when the student is ready, the teachers arrive, as the saying goes. And so I can't wait to talk to these Galactic Confederation people and share some notes because I have my questions about some of the accuracy of the things they're talking about, but it's not that important. The main thing is they're here to help us. They're getting rid of a lot of the bad stuff, and it's not far from the fifth dimension. But, you know, we say not far. They have to 2025, as the word's out, to wind this thing up. So meanwhile, that's a certain amount of time, if it takes that long, that we have to kind of fend for ourselves here on the planet. And I'm talking about the bad things that mean dumped on us every day. More vaccines, more stupid laws forcing people to do things they don't want to do. And California, I don't know. they are some of the dumbest or mind-controlled politicians in the world out there in California. They are destroying California with bad decisions, bad control of things, over control of things. Plus, I feel sorry for you people out in California, really, because they're allowing the government, secret military government, to use energy weapons on the population, start fires with it, you know, get everybody caught up in chaos and turmoil, burning people's houses down to the ground, leaving the trees intact. Plenty of pictures floating around showing that. And then there's the new 5G threat coming out. And now the talk is having it's going to come out before the end of the year. And, of course, fake news media, mainstream media, is not going to tell you anything about it. And a lot of the so-called corporation commercials out there, they're still trying to promote it. Oh, this is great stuff. Oh, good, good. Good, 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 but it's really bad, bad, bad. And I tell everyone, hey, there's a really informative video out there by someone named Kevin Mottos, M-O-T-T-O-S, on YouTube. He has several YouTubers, but the one that's 1 hour and 6 minutes long will tell you in quite detail and make it pretty clear the big, big dangers of the 5G being turned on. I mean, just when you hear that the broadcasting array is going to be pulsating 92,000 times per second in and out of your cells 24/7 because they're setting up transformers in front of everybody's house. They're hiding them behind solar panels. They're on rooftops of high buildings, but the main danger is the ones they stick on the telephone pole in front of your house. And It only has a cheap wall to go through, which the 5G goes through no problem, and it doesn't go through the second wall, maybe even a third wall, unless you line the inside of your house with aluminum to stop the these kind of vibrations. They're going to be microwaving you while you sleep. Not to mention that even like, hey, it's time to send the kids to school. You better, everybody, I advise everyone to go out there and get an electronic microwave meter and go to your school and check out the dangerous place you're sending your children to. I mean, forget about them getting an education. How about keeping them alive? Because the frequencies, and I hear Los Angeles is the worst schools, they got rooms where there's 40 broadcasters of regular, dirty electromagnetic radiation in each room, plus three Wi-Fis in the ceiling of each room. And your kids have to sit in that room and absorb, allow themselves to be cooked. And radiation is cumulative. So the more time, and the kids are spending many hours in school, the more time someone is living and existing in a soup of dangerous microwave energy, the more effect it's going to have, a negative effect it's going to have on their health. This is serious stuff. If you have children, if you know people have children, start talking to them now. You have to go into school and do your own test. First, you got to get yourself a meter. You know? They're about $300, $400 for a cheap one. But, hey, that's nothing when you're talking about the health of your life. And then you'll be shocked to find out when you... I was shocked to find out when I got my microwave meter that inside your home there's all these dangerous places. You know, if you got a Wi-Fi router, get rid of the router, plug in the Ethernet cable, you know, because the router is, it's just keeping you in a sea of microwave energy, which is bad for your health, even at the 4G level. 5G level is like going up 1,000 times more powerful. That's why it's going to cause serious, serious health things, and there's nowhere to run. When they got the broadcaster, little 6x8 rectangles, hidden behind solar panels or at the top of the telephone pole where you can't get at them, and you're sleeping in your house at night, you're being radiated in a devastating sea of dangerous energy. Think about that. 92,000 vibrations per second going through each one of your cells. Well, the human body was never designed to handle anything like that. That's why this is not a conspiracy. It's a plot to kill people, to make them sick. You know, it'll be good for the corporations. Yeah, big pharma, more people with cancer, more fake remedies, more people going to the hospital, and more drugs being sold. Yeah, it's good for those kind of people that only care about making money at any expense, but that's all it's good for. It's not needed, 5G. You know, maybe if you're on Wall Street and you need to get the bid in to buy or sell, on the pipeline over to Jersey where they keep the main computers. So you want to get there in 1/100th of a second instead of 1/50th of a second and be the first one there. Yeah, I guess you need the 5G system for that. But regular people, we don't need this. It's being dumped on us as a part of the New World Order plan to depopulate the human race. And they're going to do it big with this one. And nobody's really talking about it. You know, nobody's willing to do anything about it, you know? I go on Twitter, I tweet out there, no response, really. The only people that respond are the ones that know about the dangers already. Just like I've said before, you go out to UFO conferences, and basically, no matter what speakers they have there, the people who are listening, when you talk to them in intermission, they all know about all this stuff already. And very few new people go out to these things. And that's about the story, where we're at with these things. Those of us that we're about the dangers of 5G, we're a small group, and the people who don't know aren't even interested. You know, you got to die of something, they say. I mean, that attitude has to die itself. That attitude has to die. But I have to talk about that. But listen, if you've got something to talk about, hey, this is call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Don't be shy about calling in, you know? That's part of what it is to be a human being. Get your two cents out there. Hey, I don't know who... Well, he's no longer with us, but maybe you never heard of Dr. Emoto. He did some famous scientific studies with water that gratitude creates good frequency was one of his conclusions, and he had physical proof that by using some sophisticated cameras that water would look chaotic in the beginning, but if you, we could say, prayed over it or just projected good thoughts into the water, that you could change the structure, and he had photographic proof of that. And of course, there's many other things that change structure. You know, there's catalysts you can add to water, and you can put crystals that have been cleansed and put them into water. They can change the frequency of the water, make it add some energy to it. I personally find out that the manufactured catalyst that lowers the sulfur tension of the water and also puts energy in it at the same time, I find that to be the best. And, of course, it's easier to use than having to work with crystals. Of course, I do work with crystals, too, in other ways. But you're 70% water, or your brain's 90% water, that's an important ingredient. And if you haven't looked into it, look into Dr. Emoto. He's no longer with us as a living physical being, but his books and his videos are out there. I have one myself. And it's an amazing stuff, and you'll get an education in water. Now, here's something you're not going to hear. I mean, I try to follow what other people are bringing to the table, and they talk about giant computers that are looking for monitoring people, humans, that's us, about that they can respond to. If you're vibrating a certain frequency, they don't want you to vibrate out. They can send a pulse out, a frequency out to kind of negate you or dump some negative vibrations on you. And I'm sure that goes on to some extent. But, you know, I come to my own conclusions. I do my own research, and I uncover things that nobody ever talks about. And some of these things that there is no name for. So being the discoverer, the conceiver of a reality, it's not an ordeal. You have the opportunity to coin the phrase yourself. An important thing that I think people need to be concerned about the unseen, about the sea of energies we're walking through, is what I call thought attraction flypaper, something that your mind can grasp onto. We know what flypaper is. It sticks. The flies land on it, and they're stuck. Well, thought attraction flypaper are some bad thoughts that are floating around, negative energies floating around, and they can stick onto you. How do you get them attracted to you? It's the law of attraction in the universe. Like things attract to each other. So if you're thinking about something that has something to do with something, that something can attach itself to you. It'll find you. And that's why I call it thought attraction flypaper. I got the information from a crystal on that one. That's right. Crystals are intelligent living entities. I don't know if they have intent or not, like we do, but they surely help you connect with other frequencies. And I happen to have a Lemurian crystal with an etched triangle in it, and that was the first bit of information I ever got out of it. And I took that information and I came up with the term thought attraction flypaper, because it showed me of an image with all points of connection that can connect around the human body. And I went with it from there, because my mind puts things together. That's why the name of the show is Connect the Dots. That's why the name of my book is called Connect the Dots Theory, because I'm always connecting the dots. You know, some people have minds like that, others don't. And another thing in my book that you're not going to see pictures of anywhere is the sparkling points of light. And nobody has talked about them either. You know, I've been able to point them out to people who happen to be in the same place, but when you talk to strangers and try to explain what you're talking about, absolutely nobody knows what I'm talking about. You probably don't know what I'm talking about either, sparkling points of light. You know? Well, that's a good reason to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, but you could probably Google it and get to look at some free pages. I'm not sure how much they put out there for you, but I'm not sure. You really need to see the picture. That's the key thing. When you see the picture, 35 millimeter, yes, I have the negative and can prove it's not been altered. That's why it's important to understand, like when people are talking about videos and most things are on digital now, we have to always remind ourselves that digital can always be played with, tampered with, and there's no way to prove it's been tampered with or not, pretty much so. But when you're using 35 millimeter photographs and you keep your negatives, you have the proof that it has not been altered. And that's the only kind of pictures I have, basically, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You get it everywhere. Amazon, iTunes, you name it, it's out there. You know, some people have it less than others, and it's worth just buying. If you're not interested in the knowledge, it's worth just buying for the pictures. I have so many pictures of unusual spacecraft and anomalies in the sky. It's unbelievable. I can't believe I got that many myself. And it has the picture of the most unusual, what I call the most unusual spacecraft ever captured on film. Nothing like anything. maybe it's a one of a kind, but I don't believe it is. But not like anything that's ever been shown to any human or ever appeared on TV or YouTube or anything. And it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're a truth seeker, you need to buy this book. The book is designed as an educational tool. If you don't know anything about anything, well, it's a good place to start, because it introduces you to how everything's connected to geometry and vibrations. And it coins new phrases, you know, like plans designed to fail. There are many plans designed to fail. They get put out there. Dummies in government put them into practice, because most people in government, they're either money greedy people or they are mind controlled people. And they are only interested in making money. They have no common sense, basically, except for making money for themselves. And they have no intention of doing anything for anybody, really. They just pretend to do things, and that's how they psych people up to come out and vote for them. Oh, by the way, hey, listen, you got to check it out. 2020 President Tom Ensign, spelled just like it sounds. You know, it's simple. 2020 President Tom Ensign.com. Check it out, and you see all the stuff I'm bringing to the table, and then you'll understand why I claim to be the most qualified person ever in for the office of the presidency. And unlike all the other politicians, first of all, I'm non-political, and second of all, what I'm bringing to the table is solutions, you know, and the command abilities to take command of everything and force the Congress to go to work. That's right. I claim I'm the only one to be able to do it. It's not by being nice. It's by calling them all together and using your presidential authority and telling them, listen, here's what I want you to do, and if you can't do it, boy, we're going to be asking for your resignation tomorrow. If maybe by the end of the day, if you really have a bad attitude. But, you know, hey, President Trump can do that now, but he doesn't have the authoritative command that I have, you know. He he's a positive person. He does have command abilities, but on a scale of 1 to 10 compared to me, and I'm qualified to make this judgment, he's like a 2 or a 3, and I'm a 10. Of course, he makes himself look good because the people, the command authority ability of the people he's up against, they're between 0 and 1. Pretty much. So if you're only 2 to 3 on that scale of 10, yeah, you look great. But, you know, I'm more than qualified to make the statement. Yeah, I'm a 10, and he's about a 2 or 3. Maybe he could be a 4 if he tried harder. But it still puts him ahead of the rest of them because they're 0 to 1 on the scale of command ability. And that proved me wrong, okay? Proved me wrong. Hey, if you got a joke, you can call up and tell the joke, too, if it's a funny one. In fact, you know, like I said, I go on Twitter. I put the challenge out there to Cheech and Chong. Hey, call on the show, and I'll match you for joke, but they probably, you know, who reads their tweets, especially if you're famous, you know, movie stars, comedy stars, they don't read their tweets, you know. But they do have Twitter sites, and I just, you know, tweeted out there, hey, I'm challenging you to a joke contest. Call up, and I'll take you both on at the same time, and we'll see what happens, you know. But if you just a regular person, you got a funny joke, call up. Hey, number's 888-627-6008. And what can I say? I gotta pick up the phone, you gotta punch the numbers in, and it'll happen. That's amazing. It'll happen. So, just to wrap it up here, thought attraction flies, paper, plans designed to fail, sparkling points of light, and another, all in my book, and another important thing that I bring out in my book, because it's a take command of type book also, and I'm taking command of things with the words I use in the text. I brought up the point, burden of proof, and my statement is the burden of proof lies equally on those who want to disprove something. You can't, no more of this nonsense, well, you didn't prove that, well, you didn't prove it, I didn't, so, and that's always a key question bring up in an argument, you know, someone is rattling away, this and that, and you say, where's your proof? And that usually stops everyone in their tracks, because it's hard to prove things. But anyhow, I got a chapter in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, do yourself a favor, you know, it doesn't cost that much money for the download or something like that. This book will give you more education than any other book you ever read in your whole life. I packed that much information, and plus you'll learn about highlighting. A whole method of highlighting I invented, and I insisted that the text be printed the way I wanted it to. Because whole book itself is a teaching text. Teaches you how to think, teaches you how to connect things. And I got an interesting chapter in the book. It's called More Connections, there's that word again, and Observations. And it's basically something that anybody could relate to if you went out and watched movies. And science fiction movies, I say, are the best for this, that the plots of science fiction movies are always revealing at least one of three possibilities in regard to a story actually being true. A science fiction story will be revealing to us something about one of the following categories, past, present, and future. In relation to the past, the events of the story have happened already, and our present-day society is just not aware of that historical fact. In the future, the story is a warning as to what could happen if mankind allows itself to be either tricked, manipulated, or conquered in ways similar to the scenario being acted out on the video screen. And the third category, the present, which is really the only time But the present time we're in, the story is revealing to us what is happening to the people of Earth right now, even though they might not be aware of it. So there you go. It's happened. Some regular movies incorporate those three possibilities too. But the science fiction ones definitely. You know, the story could be either about the past that we forgot it happened already or didn't know about. It could be about the present and what's happening to us now behind the scenes, like the upcoming event with the Galactic Federation of Light, or the future, a warning like in the Book of the Revelation about what things could happen if we went down a certain course. And now there's all this talk about different timelines, and I'm still waiting for someone to come to me and give me the answer to the riddle, what happened to the chessboard scene in Alice in Wonderland? I know it's missing. I went looking for years to find this. And we know it didn't happen because there's that record to prove it. And the record's still out there. Hasn't been dematerialized. The famous song, White Rabbit, recorded by the Jefferson Airplane when Gracie Slick sings the words, "When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go." Well, that's a real scene out of the original cartoon, but it can't be found now. And my take on it is it was a time travel experiment. Yes, time travel's been with us since 1972, I believe. Earthlings, we've had the ability to do that. Well, actually, we started finding out about it in 1943, the Philadelphia experiment. But anyhow, basically, they know how to do it now. It's almost like Mr. Peabody cartoon show, where the dog, the professor, has a boy. Instead of a boy having a dog has a boy, a pet. And he would always, the dog, Mr. Peabody, would always instruct the boy to work the time travel machine and basically just dial in the numbers. And the boy's name was Sherman, and he'd say, Sherman, bring us back to, 10 A.D. or something like that, and we're going to visit the Colosseum where they're slaughtering people. And the little boy goes up to the machine and dials in the year 10. And then they're back there. And supposedly, time travel works that easy. There's some kind of mechanical instrumentation where you're simply dialing where you want to go, and it takes you there. So anyhow, back to the past, present, and future being shown in science fiction movies. Now, with all this stuff happening about plasma, toplet bombs, and there's another type of bomb that's being removed, and there's all this negative frequency nets around the Earth. They're slowly being dismantled. Well, there was a Star Trek episode. They're out in space, and they meet up with these adversaries, and they're using their spacecraft to put an energy net around the Starship Enterprise, the Bellerophon, whatever the pattern was. Anyhow, and then on the screen they showed you, they're making triangles, and they're getting smaller and smaller, and they're kind of putting a net around the Starship. Well, apparently, the connection of that particular science fiction episode of Star Trek is, we can look back in retrospect now, it was telling us about there was this type of energy net already around the Earth. We just didn't know it. And I guess during the 60s, I guess when the episode originally aired, I guess people were having so much fun they didn't really care, because that was the decade where life was its freest, the 1960s. And it's almost like if only they could have kept it where it was. But things move on. And that brings me up. Can you see me going up? Up to a poem. that I'm going to read, because it talks about these kind of things that we're in right now. We're going to be meeting the ETs pretty soon. When they land, they're going to land, just like in another science fiction movie. The day the Earth stood still, spacecraft lands, and unfortunately, he doesn't get too good of a reception. We hope it's not that bad when the real guys land, because they're going to land with plenty of spacecraft, probably land on the White House lawn. They might land at the UN like they've done in other science fiction movies. And some people will have no problem. Some people will be happy, like, wow. Other people, there's a few people will be scared. And we can only guess at what the media is going to do with this when it happens. What are they going to say now, you know? Especially all these teleprompter-faced anchor people. They'll be waiting for, what should we tell the people? You know, the spacecraft are here. Should we still try to tell them that UFOs don't really exist and this is all mass hypnosis? And I'm sure there'll be some fools out there trying to do that. Well, that just brings me to this poem that I might have read it before, but I write poetry, believe it or not. I record records, too, musical recordings. I've written a whole collection of original songs that proves I'm up there with the best of them. Go to my CD, Baby Link. Go to BBS Radio if you're not there already. And just go to Station 1, 10 p.m. Saturday, and click on the link, name of the show, connect the dots. That'll take you to the next link, CD Baby Store. And you can get a 30-second preview of every one of my songs out there. I got two albums out there. Hey, be supportive of what I'm doing. Plus, you'll find out that, hey, I'm as good a songwriter as I claim to be. If you don't think so, hey, get the calling number here. Call me up and tell me so, right? I can listen to criticism. It doesn't bother me. You know, it just rolls off my back like water off a duck's back. I don't worry about it. I deal with it and just move on. So anyhow, I got this poem here. Speaking of observations and comprehensions, those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. The 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. Hey, we're at that 1984 scenario. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who's to blame? It has been planned that way, they say. A plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of this makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations. The phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Well, that's right. Time for everybody to wake up. Time to turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all the clutter that's clouding your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. Well, that pretty much typifies a lot about what is going on, what has been going on, what's still going on. You know, bad things still happening. There's a lot of things in the pipeline that are still bad that could cause problems for those of us living on the surface here while the work behind the scenes still goes on. And like I said, the word's out, they have to 2025 to work this, the final details out. We're more than halfway there, but that's still a good number of years where bad things can happen. The most dangerous thing at our doorstep right now is 5G. You better start talking about it. You better start demanding your government people to do something about it. And if need be, it needs to be organized like a 10 million people march on Washington or something. Not that that would change the minds of the idiots who allow this to happen, because they're all mind controlled or heavily bribed, and they're more concerned about themselves than what it might be doing even to them even. And that's next thing is probably chemtrails. But the visible radiations are so deadly because you can't see them until your body starts falling apart, and then you go to the doctor and they tell you, oh, you got 4-stage cancer. We have to radiate you some more, and they'll only bring you to your death sooner. I don't have too much faith in the medical profession. Yeah, they're good for some things. You need some minor surgery. They're good for things like that. And unfortunately, chemtrails are poisoning the earth, creating deforestation, ruining the water. And there's also the killing of the animals. You know, it started back in 2010, 2011, that there was all these mass killings of animals, you know. I mentioned that in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Nobody else talks about it. Nobody else has connected the dots. That was testing of energy weapons. How many large groups of living creatures can we kill with energy weapons? Well, they were proving it. Hundreds of thousands they can kill in an instant with energy weapons. And, of course, the big ones haven't been, they're too big to run tests on. They can kill millions. We have them in the New York metropolitan area here. They're just waiting like Trojan horses lying in wait. And these are real things that could be used against us in the meantime until the Earth finally gets free. Because these things are in place, just like the 5G system. It's all in place already. All we have to do is add the final little tiny piece to the whole apparatus and turn on the juice. It can happen in a couple of days. Maybe it can happen in 24 hours if they have enough men to go out there and do the final installation. And then once it's turned on, eventually everyone's, this is a nightmare waiting to happen. Listen, tell your friends, we all rather talk about nice things, but this is serious stuff. And then while we're at it too, you women, if you're pregnant, find out some information about natural birth. A woman's supposed to squat down and let gravity take the baby out. Unfortunately, the doctors have convinced everyone you're supposed to lay on the table, which actually makes it harder for the baby to come out. And this is the whole population's brainwashed with this nonsense. It was originally designed, before they had operating tables like the ET operating tables in the spacecraft. There's a similarity there. You have to notice that. All these people are abducted. They talked about being laid on the table. Well, so who's operating the hospitals? ETs disguised to look at humans? And they're always having you lie down on the table. Well, it's not good for birth, really. Women are supposed to squat down. The baby is pulled out by gravity. And then they don't have to struggle. None of the stuff we see on the TV, push, push, push harder. Well, they're going about it the whole long way. First of all, it's against the natural way of it happening. There's your effing doctors, But they're all in service, most of them. Not all of them, but most of them are in service to the bad guys behind the scenes. They went through med school brainwashed them into doing things the way they do it, and they've never questioned it, nor did they ever learn to think for themselves, apparently. And but that's something all you women should be concerned about. And then the other thing, don't listen to your doctor. Oh, well, let's take some more x-rays. Let's do some more CAT scans. Let's do some more mammograms. Let's put some nuclear dye injections in your body. These doctors are doing all things that harm your body, and they're telling you to go along with it. Oh, yeah, we need these tests. Well, you got to, like, cold turkey with the what's called allopathic medicine, the modern medical things. You know, like I said, a few things are good for, but there's a whole mess of things that are not good for, and you should be seeking natural remedies. You should be seeking nutrition. It's really getting bad with the recent thing, I think, is out now that you look at a label and it says citric acid. No, it's not real citric acid. It's some kind of GMO mold that they're getting away with labeling as citric acid. Of course, if you're a thinking person, you know that the FDA does not do any testing. Yeah, that's right. Go out and tell your friends tomorrow, hey, the FDA, they don't do any testing. All they do is take bribe money and rubber stamp what the bribe money tells them to rubber stamp, and that's who they are. A waste of taxpayers' money, an evil organization that serves the evil pharmaceutical companies and everybody who wants to get away with something by simply pulling out some bribe money. Very bad organization, you know? Hey, that's why people should consider voting for me 2020 President of the United States, because I know all the shams going on, and with the authority of the President of the United States, I'll know how to start addressing these issues and bringing some justice to the world. And there's, hey, let's not forget Rosalind Peterson, an agriculture person from California. She's been lobbying in the Congress for, I think, over 10 years now about the chemtrails. They even let her come and talk and make her presentations, but what have they done? Nothing. There is your stinking government. That's why we all hate government. Well, we need to start replacing government with private sector organizations that can handle things. Here's another little sham. All these 501(c) tax deals that all the organizations get into, it's a plan, it's a trick. Because once you sign up to that, you can't support independent candidates. You can't support anything political with your organization. So, it's bad. Everybody needs to get rid of their 501(c)s. Don't tell me about the money you're going to lose. It's a trap. Trapped by the Democrats and Republicans to keep themselves in business. And make sure no third parties come in. Hey, but I'm doing it the only way it can be done, as a write-in candidate, because they don't believe it can be done. That's why I know this is the way to do it. But it'll never happen if I don't get some support from people. I got the most best informative website ever put out there, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Google it later. And look at it. You can pick it up just as well on your cell phone as you can on a computer. Nobody else ever did that because I've got ingenuity, and I've got solutions. You go to the site, you'll see that I'm bringing more to the table than the last 10 presidents together ever brought to the table. And that's not saying much because most of them brought nothing. Just bags of BS, as it's called. Well, listen, we're getting down to near the end of the show. All I can say is, hey, I try to be educational. Occasionally I tell a joke, but not tonight. And I invite people to call in. This show is better than Coast to Coast, whether you want to admit it or not. I've listened to Coast to Coast. I've learned a lot of good things on that, but I hate that show for certain reasons. One, they subject the audience to 15 to sometimes as much as 20 minutes of commercials. An hour, sometimes 25 minutes of commercials an hour. And, it's bad in that way. And they have let people advertise on the show that are contrary to people evolving, you know? They let all the quack doctors advertise to try to sell you the fake medicine and all that stuff. Well, that's kind of a contradiction in itself. But, and anyhow, you can call through and get through to the show if you call it through the call-in number. Here, it's too late to call in now, but think about it next week. And everybody who knows people who have kids, start talking about it. Your kids are not safe in school. Forget about the gun people. It's the microwave radiation. It's harmful. And the school administrators know nothing about this. The people in government don't realize that kids are being subjected to a microwave soup every day of their lives. They have to go to school. If you love your kids, take them out of school. There's plenty of homeschooling nowadays. And it's better they be alive than get a stupid certificate from a brainwashing institution known as public education that doesn't even care about the health of their children. It's happening now. You, the concerned people, have to take actions. So anyhow, listen, go to BBS Radio, check out Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m., and find out all about me and support my campaign, because without any money support, PayPal me or anything like that, or any volunteers to help me get out on the road and take this campaign out and get everybody behind me, because I'm non-political. You know, I want to solve the problems. I have the talent to go in front of the Congress and put them to work. No excuses. I don't take excuses. I'm a take command of the situation type person. And if you know about Bible scripture, something called Mark, the book of Mark, section 9, verse 35, check it out. That's my ethical approach. I'm here to serve everybody. What better reason to vote for a president, to run for president, than that? And what better person to vote for than somebody who's looking to serve everybody? And you can go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Listen to the short videos I have. I talk about taking care of everybody. Nobody in the history of the world has ever talked about this. And running for president in any country, period. So I'm bringing all these good things to the table, you know? And us good guys have to stick together. Okay, hey, check out my music, cdbaby.com. It's all there on the radio station, BBS Radio. Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week, and I'll try to reveal as much as I can. Hey, you know, the people living below the surface of the earth, one of the groups is called the Agarthans, A-G-A-R-T-H-A-N-S. Hey, it's good to know. I hear they're good people. Can't wait for the event. I want to see the E.T. spacecraft land, and I think we all will be happy on that day. So anyhow, it's time to end the show. Every show of mine ends pretty much the same. You hear the fantastic lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind?, followed by my anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. And if you listen to the end of that, you'll hear a horse galloping at the end. Another amazing thing put on a recording. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel love. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the world.